感谢主的恩典啊，我能够再一次站在这里与弟兄姊妹交通。
Thank the Lord that by His grace I can be standing here and sharing with you.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我这段时间我有一个负担，要跟弟兄姊妹交通到耶稣是谁。
I think brothers and sisters know that in this time I have a burden to share on who Jesus is.
我们可能道理上我们知道一些耶稣是谁。
Maybe in our knowledge, we know a little of who Jesus is.
但是在我们真正的心里面，我们是否真的知道耶稣是谁？
But in our hearts, do we truly know who Jesus is?
我第一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到耶稣是主。
The first time I shared with brothers and sisters that Jesus is Lord.
或者换一句话说，耶稣是我的主人。
Or in other words, Jesus is my master.
我们今天知道我们生在地上，我们已经有主人。
Today we know that we are born on earth, we have a master.
就是魔鬼，就是我们的主人。
And the devil is our master.
说信耶稣乃是换主人。
And so believing in Jesus is switching our master.
我愿意换耶稣做我的主人。
I'm willing to switch from to make Jesus my master.
第二次我跟弟兄姊妹交通到耶稣是基督。
And the second time I share that Jesus is Christ.
如果你读新约的话，里面谈到耶稣是弥赛亚，是受膏者。
If you read the New Testament, you'll see that it says Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Anointed One.
耶稣在地上，他有一个职分。
And he has a position on earth.
他就是有托付，有使命。
He has an entrustment and a mission.
有一节圣经啊，大家想读可以哈，《哥罗西书》第三章第一节。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 1,
里面圣经提了一句话，他说：“基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
”It says that Christ is all and in all.
英文圣经比较简单哈，中文写的比较长。
Colossians 3 verse 11, it says it very simply here, Christ is all in all.
英文其实讲得很简单，基督是一切，也在一切之内。
It says it very plainly that Christ is all and in all.
所以记住，所以你知道有些聚会啊，他们把这个牌，这个名字都写出来。
And so some churches will hang this sign.
我们今天能够聚在一起在主的面前，主要是 Christ is all and in all.
And so,
他是一切又在一切之内。
So when we gather before the Lord, we need to know Christ is all and in all.
我们今天要知道，对基督，在这个新约里面，我已经讲过好多次提到耶稣是基督。
And so the New Testament it mentions so many times that Jesus is Christ.
但是我们能够明白的真的很有限。
But we are so limited in how much we can
understand. 我们求主给我们能够越过，越被他来扩大。
And so we pray that the Lord can enlarge our capacity.
我们能够看到耶稣是基督是何等的丰富。
And so that we can see how abundant it is, Jesus is Christ.
我已经讲过哈，我们这些不能够只是头脑的知识，而是我里面真的认识。
I've already shared this cannot just be head knowledge, but it needs to be true knowing within.
所以我们真的能够越过越认识基督。
And so that more and more we can know who Christ is.
我今天要来讲第三个。
I want to share the third one today.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
我已经提过，圣经里面如果你要知道耶稣是谁，太多。
I already shared that if you want to see in the Bible where it says who Jesus is,
我只能够讲一些，或者我里面比较觉得里面提的比较重要。
I can only share a few that I feel are most important to me.
希望弟兄姊妹在读圣经里面对于耶稣是谁是越过。越丰富。
I hope that when brothers and sisters read the Bible, you have a greater understanding of who Jesus is.
并且是真知道。
And you have true knowing.
我们读一节圣经好吗？太福音第十六章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章第十三节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内。 去问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
我只读这一节就够。
This is the only verse we'll read.
这一节他说，他问门徒说，我人子是谁？
Here it says, I, the Son of Man.
所以我第三个要问，耶稣是谁？耶稣是人子。
So the third point on who Jesus is Jesus is the Son of Man.
我们知道在圣经里面哈，旧约里面也有一位叫人子。
We know in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there's also someone who is called the Son of Man.
那这个人叫以西结。
And he's Ezekiel.
但是如果你读以西结，你会发现以西结从来没讲到说我人子。
But when you read Ezekiel, he never says, I, the Son of Man.
乃是神叫他人子啊。
But God calls him Son of Man.
虽然这个人子这个名字被用过，但是他从来没讲过我是人子。
So although this name has been used before, he never declares himself as the Son of Man.
是神叫他做人子。
But God calls him the Son of Man.
所以我们知道哈，这个人子这个称呼是在耶稣身上。
And so we know that this name, Son of Man, points to Jesus.
你知道这个就算以西结被叫人子，他是不完全的。
Even if Ezekiel is called the Son of Man, he is not perfect.
耶稣在地上被称呼，他是完全。
But when Jesus was on earth, he was perfect.
我过去跟你们提过，不管是叫这个耶稣是主，或者耶稣是主，或者耶稣是基督，这个名在新约里面讲非常多次。
So whether it's Jesus is Lord or Jesus is Christ, it says many times in the New Testament.
但讲到耶稣是人子，只讲了八十多次。
But when it says Jesus is the Son of Man, it is only recorded about 80 times.
主要都是在福音书里面提的。
And it's mostly mentioned in the book of the Gospel.
但是虽然只讲八十多次，却是非常重要的一个词，耶稣是人子。
Though it's only recorded 80 times, it's a very important name.
你知道在旧约里面，在但以理书里面提过那三个朋友被丢在火湖里。
In the book of Daniel, it records his three friends that were thrown into the fiery furnace.
当这三个朋友这个被丢在火湖里面，这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，他说我看到火里面还有第四个人。
And when his three friends were cast into the fiery furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar said that I saw in the furnace there was a fourth person.
他说第四个人他的相貌像人子。
And he says that his appearance was like a man.
应该我应该是讲他的相貌就像神子。
And he was like an angel.
所以我们知道神子这个字叫做神的儿子。
And so we know this word angel is like, is son of God.
人子乃是人的儿子。
And so we know that, this man is son of God.
要再讲一次，神子是神的儿子，人子是人的儿子。人子是人的儿子。
Man is the son of
man. 所以你知道耶稣为什么来到地上要成为人生出来。
And so this is why we see that Jesus needs to be born of earth, on earth.
所以我们在这里，其实当我在提到说耶稣是人子，其实有一件事要提到的，耶稣是人。
And so one thing we need to pay attention to is when it says Jesus is son of man, it's that he is man.
所以我们要知道我们今天读福音书啊，当提到耶稣是人子的时候，他的确来做人了。
And so we see that when he came on this earth, he became man.
他唯一一件事在地上做人，他是没有罪的。
And so on earth, he has no sin.
但是他成为人。
But he became man.
所以我今天我愿意跟弟兄姊妹要提到这个耶稣是人子，或者耶稣来做人。
And so what I want to share today is that Jesus is the Son of Man. He became man.
如果弟兄姊妹读圣经的话，你知道神在四卷书讲到耶稣在地上的生活。
If you read the four books of the Gospel and you read about Jesus' life on earth,
有一卷书是特别讲到耶稣在地上是做人。
There is one book that specifically focuses on Jesus as a man.
这本书就是路加福音。
And this is the book of Luke.
所以如果大家有真的愿意认识他如何做人，好好把路加福音好好读过。
So if you have a desire to know who Jesus is as a man, you should read carefully the book of Luke.
所以我今天要跟弟兄姊妹提到，我们既然是人，我们要认识这位完全的人。
And so, since we are all man, we need to know who is this perfect and complete man.
我会提两个主要的重点。
I would like to share two points of emphasis.
神的儿子成为人的儿子，我们说人子，他这个主要的挑战与难处。
Son of God became son of man, the difficulties and challenges he faced.
第二个，耶稣成为人子，他要成就的是什么？
And Jesus became the Son of Man. What is he trying to accomplish?
我希望我能够把这个都能够跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
And I would like to share on these two points, brothers and sisters.
我第一个要跟弟兄姊妹提到的就是人子在地上，他的挑战与难处。
And so the first point I want to share is the challenges and difficulties that the Son of Man faced.
这个我要提两件事情。
And in here, I'd like to share two points.
就是当耶稣在地上，他成为人。
That Jesus became man.
那我刚刚已经讲了，人子就是他成为人。
And so Son of Man means he became man.
他一成为人，他就去遇到魔鬼的攻击。
And then he was tempted by the enemy.
你知道当神当初造人的时候，第一个人叫做亚当。
When God created man, the first man he created was Adam.
亚当是没有罪的。
Adam had no sin.
但是对魔鬼来讲，这个没有罪的，只要他一有罪，神的计划所要做的就是全失败。
But for the devil, as once man has sinned, then God's plan will fail.
所以我们知道，当亚当在地上被造的时候，魔鬼一定攻击他。
And so we see that when Adam was created,The devil will attack him.
神只给了亚当一个命令，他说你什么都能够吃，只有分别善恶树的树，你的果子你不可以吃。
God just gave Adam one command, and that is that he could not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你知道这个亚当啊，是永远不死的。
We know that Adam could live forever.
他没罪，他永远活着。
Because he has no sin, he can live forever.
神对他说，你会死啊。
But God told him, you will die.
只有一个条件，你吃了这个分别善恶树的果子。
And the only condition is if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge.
如果你读圣经的话，你发现亚当他是抓得住，我就不吃。
And so we see that Adam held on to this. He didn't eat of the fruit.
所以当神给了亚当一个妻子叫做夏娃。
Then God gave Adam a wife, Eve.
你知道魔鬼是一直存在的。
We know that the devil always is there.
因为这个是很早他就存在。
From very early on, he is there.
他知道亚当他攻击不了。
He knows that he cannot directly attack Adam.
他就去引诱他的妻子夏娃。
So then he tempted his wife, Eve.
这个魔鬼啊，他知道讲太多听不进。
And the devil knows he says too much, you won't.
他只给了一个话，就是说你吃不一定死。
But he just told one word to Eve that if you eat of it, you shall not surely die.
你知道这个话很厉害，不一定。
And you know this word is so deceptive that not necessarily.
因为当他如果讲一定死的话，不会吃的。
Because if he said you will die, then you would do it.
但是因为不一定死，这个试探大。
But when he said, you shall not surely die, oh, this is great temptation.
并且他说当他看到那个果子，他觉得这个果子非常悦眼目，可以吃的。
And when she saw the fruit, she thought it was good to eat.
所以当他吃了之后，他还给他丈夫亚当吃。
And so after she ate of the fruit, she also gave to her husband to eat.
罪怎么来到人的里面，就是因为这一个魔鬼的试探到了。
So how did sin enter man? It's because of this temptation man failed.
So 罪就进入人类。
So sin entered man.
但你要知道神的计划还是要成功的。
But we know that God's plan still needs to be accomplished.
因为神 造人的目的是要人能够敬拜他侍奉他的。
Because the purpose why God created man is so that man can worship him and serve him.
神还有另外一个目的是为着他独生子能够预备一个配偶。
God has another plan and that is to prepare a bride for his only begotten son.
但是亚当失败了。
But Adam failed.
但神的计划是不会失败的。
But God's plan never fails.
所以他把他自己的儿子这位神的儿子在地上成为人。
So he sent his only begotten son, the son of God, to become man.
当耶稣神的儿子来到地上成为人他就可以失败的。
And when Jesus came as a man, he could fail.
因为亚当已经失败过。
Because Adam already failed.
对魔鬼来讲这个是可以失败的。
To the devil, this is someone who can fail.
所以如果你读圣经的话你会发现魔鬼就是要耶稣 倒下来。
And so you read the Bible, you see that the devil just wants Jesus to fail.
圣经没有记这么多但是其实如果你好好读的其实记了不少在里面的。
Though it does not say it many times, if you read, you will see the work of the enemy.
魔鬼来试探过耶稣。
The devil tempted Jesus.
他说你把石头变成食物。
Turn this stone into bread.
你拜我。
Worship me.
全部都给你。
I give all to you.
或者你从殿上跳下去证明你是神的儿子
or jump down from the top of the temple to prove you are the son of God
有时候我会觉得如果是我们的话我证明给你看看
and if it were us we would just do it just to prove it to you
但耶稣在地上没有
but Jesus did not do this
他只回答一句话当拜主你的神单单的侍奉他
he said you shall only serve the Lord your God
圣经是有记载魔鬼离开了但是他用尽各样的事情只要耶稣被灭神的救法就不会成功
And so the Bible records that then Satan departed but we see that he used other ways because as long as Jesus died then God's will would not be accomplished
如果我们读圣经我们发现主耶稣在船上睡着这些门徒看到风浪吓死了
We see that when our Lord Jesus was asleep on the boat his disciples were so afraid
他们去把耶稣叫醒他说我们要丧命
and they woke up Jesus and told him that we are going to perish
你要知道这些渔夫什么风浪没见过
we need to ask what storm has these fishermen not seen
可见这个风浪不是随便
and so we know that this was not some ordinary storm
这个风浪是这些做渔夫的都没见过的一个风浪
but it's a storm that even these fishermen had never seen before
这个风浪是要把耶稣灭掉
and this storm was to kill Jesus
但是你知道没用
but we know there's no use
要是耶稣起来就平静了风和浪
and Jesus woke up and he calmed the wind and the waves
我们知道魔鬼用犹太人要除掉耶稣
and the devil used the Jews to destroy Jesus
魔鬼用尽各样的方法就是要把耶稣除掉的
the devil used all these methods to destroy Jesus
人包括耶稣肉身的弟弟也反对他反对耶稣的当然 后来信主了
And we see many people, even Jesus' own brother, initially were against Jesus.
对魔鬼来说，只要魔鬼耶稣失败的话，这个神要成就的就不会成就。
To the devil, as long as Jesus failed, then God could not accomplish what he wanted to accomplish.
我们要记得耶稣来地上做人，那是要完成神所要造成的。
We need to know that Jesus came to earth as a man to accomplish the work of God.
第一个的难处他面对的就是这个魔鬼来对付他的。
The first difficulty he faced is the attack of the enemy.
我们知道他站住了。
We know he stood firm.
但是有第二个难处是更难。
But the second difficulty is harder.
我们如果读圣经我们知道他为了人有一个救法他必须为人死
that in order to save man he had to die
这个对耶稣来说这是更艰难
to Jesus this is more difficult
神的儿子跟神从来 没分开过。
The Son of God and God had never been separated before.
这个叫做没有历史之前到有历史之后，这个从来没有分开过。
From before history to eternity, that they had never been separated.
但是他为着要救人，他知道我有一刻的时间，我会跟我的父神要分开。
But to save man, he knew that there would be a time where he would be separated from his father.
耶稣在地上为什么有一个时刻他一定要跟神分开？
Why was it that Jesus had to be separated from his father?
就是有一刻他在地上，他终于背负所有人类的罪在他身上。
It is that at this time on earth, he would bear all the sins on his shoulders.
这还不是最艰难的。
Not only, this is not the most difficult.
最艰难的，当他背负这些罪的时候，他的父亲、父神就掩面不看他。
But that when he bore the sin, that his father turned his face away.
你要知道，耶稣做人啊，耶稣成为人，这个不是我们以为是玩个游戏。
So we need to know that Jesus came as a man. It's not just a game.
耶稣成为人要付上非常大的代价。
Jesus came as a man. He had to pay a great price.
因为他来到地上，他所有面对的，所有的感觉，全部都是人的感觉都在里面。
Because when he came as a man, he had all the feelings and emotions of a man.
只是他没有罪。
But he had no sin.
但是还有一个，他必须跟他所亲爱的父神。永远在一起的，有一刻要分开。
But he would have to be separated from his father he loved so dearly for there to be separated for a moment in time.
我们知道他挂在十字架上，或者他被审问的时候，鞭打什么都下来了。
We know that when he was in the Sanhedrin, he was struck and on the cross he suffered.
但是只有他挂在他快要断气的时候。
But only when he was about to take his last breath.
如果你读圣经的话，他讲的话跟以前讲的已经有不同。
He now spoke differently from what he spoke before.
以前他说我的父 ，my father.
Before he said my father.
他在这里说我的神。
Now he says my God.
因为他已经背负全人类的罪在他身上。
Because he had bore all the weight of the sins on his shoulders.
他说我的神，我的神。你为什么离弃？
He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
要知道，我们可能不知道这个救恩有多重，有多大的代价在主的身上，为着救我们所有的人。
We can't fully comprehend how great of a price Jesus paid on the cross.
但是当耶稣来到地上，他成为人，他成为人。他付了很大的代价。
But when Jesus came as the Son of Man, as a man, he paid such a great price.
所以他要神要为他找到一个配偶，这个配偶他一定要付代价才得到。
And so God desires a bride for Jesus, and so this bride also must pay the price.
所以这是第一个重点，我觉得我也需要跟弟兄姊妹提的。
And so this is the first point I want to share.
就是这位人子。为我们付了很大的代价的。
That is the Son of Man has paid a great price.
第二个我要提到的就是人子在世上他所成就的。
And the second is what the Son of Man has accomplished on earth.
我在这里我要谈四个点。
And in this point, I want to share four points.
我们先读个圣经。
Let's read some Bible verses.
路加福音第九章。或者我先读啊，第十九章第十节 ，19:10。
Luke chapter 19 verse 10。
那里说哈，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost。
第二个还是在路加福音哈，第九章第五十节五十六节上面一句哈。
Luke chapter 9 verse 56, just the first part.
人子来不是要灭人的性命，乃是要救人的性命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
我只读两节的圣经。
I just read these two Bible verses.
他说人子来是要拯救，要拯救人，不是要来灭人的。
He says, Son of Man came not to destroy men, but to save them.
你要知道，耶稣成为人子，就是要为了救人。
And so we see Jesus came as the Son of Man to save men.
你今天跟一些朋友们谈福音，传传福音，没人要。
Today you share the gospel with some friends, and none of them want it.
因为我们不认识主的时候，我们根本不知道他是真的要来救人的。
Because before we know Jesus, we don't see and realize that he came to save men.
自从亚当夏娃犯了罪的时候，人全部剩下来都是罪人。
Because after Adam and Eve sinned, everyone who was born in sin.
没有人知道这个罪的结果会变成怎么样。
And no one knows what the result of the sin will be.
只知道人会死。
No, just know that man will die.
死后是怎么样呢？不知道。
And after death, they don't know.
但是神造人知道亚当夏娃一犯罪之后，这个后果是严重的。
But God created man, and God knew that after Adam and Eve sinned, that the consequence was very severe.
说神要把这个救恩能够临到人，也为着他的儿子预备一个配偶，耶稣必须来地上成为人子，成为人。
So God gave salvation to man so that Jesus could have a companion, and so Jesus had to be the Son of Man and come as a man.
所以如果你读福音书的话，你发现耶稣对人，他里面很有体谅人。
And so if you read the books of the gospel, you see that Jesus had compassion on man.
他怜悯人，他体恤人。
He had mercy on them. He understood them.
那我就提几个例子哈，这个好像很多人生病。
I'll just give a few examples. For example, there were many people who were sick.
有时候我读福音书啊，我就觉得怎么这么多人生病。
Sometimes when you read the book of the gospel, I wonder why are there so many people who are sick.
年轻人可能不觉得有这么多人生病。
Maybe if you're young, you don't feel there's so many people who are sick.
如果你年纪大一点，你会发现很多人生病。
But as you get older, you'll see many people are.
如果你是在医院做事的，病的人更多。
And if you work in a hospital, you'll see so many people who are sick.
我这次生病，我在医院里面，我才发现。这个医院的大的不得了，全部都是病人。
And this past, when I was sick, I went to the hospital and the waiting area. I saw so many people who were sick.
如果换的是说，在这个大堂的里面，全部都是癌症病人。
And in that waiting room, they were all sick with cancer.
很多的病人。
There are many sick.
我们只是还没不生病就不觉得。
It's just because we ourselves are not sick, so we don't realize.
但是我们要认识到，我们在地上都是病人。
But one thing we need to know is that we are all sick.
所以耶稣来到地上，他就是要来救人。
And so Jesus came to this earth to save man.
那我只举几个例子，好像他来救了生来瞎眼的人。
And for example, Jesus saved the man who was born blind.
他把这个生来瞎眼的人开眼睛了。
He opened the eyes of the man who was born blind.
长大麻风的人
，those who had leprosy，
我们今天会不会觉得麻风病已经绝知了
？Do we feel that the leprosy has been eradicated？
但是那时候麻风病的人很多。
But at that time there were so many people who had leprosy。
他医治有瘫子的
，and he healed those who were lame。
他发现一个寡妇的儿子死了，因为是寡妇，他把这个孩子救活了。
And he raised the son of a widow because she was a widow。
或者你生病，他说一个患了十二年血漏的妇人，他把她医好。
And for the sick, that there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, and he healed her.
他也在人的环境中，他来救人。
And so amongst men, he came to save men.
他赶出污鬼。
He cast out demons.
他在谈福音的时候，因为有超过5000人在那里听他讲福音，他给5000个人就吃饱。
And when he preached the gospel, because there were more than 5,000 men there, he fed them all.
约翰福音第十章第十节有一句话。
And John chapter 10 verse 10, it says this.
他说盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫人的生命并且得的更丰盛。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
主耶稣成为人子，他来到地上，他就是要救人，拯救人。
Jesus came as the Son of Man to save man, to deliver man.
这是第一步，他在人的当中一直给人知道我是蛮有爱的。
And this is his first step in showing man that he, I am full of love.
他一直告诉人说, 你们是有需要的, 希望你们能够认识我。
Jesus was telling them that you have such great need, I want you to know.
所以如果你好好读福音书的话, 你会发现多少人还是拒绝他。
If you carefully read the books of the gospel, you'll see how many people still reject
him. 他们只要我病的意思是护。
As long as they were healed of their sickness, that was all they wanted.
他们没有真的来认识究竟耶稣是谁。
They didn't really come to know who Jesus is.
但耶稣不管怎么样, 他既然来到地上做人子, 他成为人。
But no matter what, since Jesus came as the Son of Man, he loved the man.
那我要读第二个，在这一个点上，我要来读第二，在两节的圣经。
And on this point, I would like to read two more Bible verses.
马太福音第20章第28节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并要舍命做多人的赎价。Just
as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
你知道他这里说到，他要为人舍命，因为这个舍命是一个赎价，才能够把人赎过来的。
And so we see that Jesus came to serve, and he needed to give his life in order to be a ransom for many.
路加福音第9章22节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 22.
路加福音9章22节, 人子必须受很多的苦，被长老、祭司、长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
主耶稣在这里说,
Jesus says that if he is indeed to save man, he must suffer many things.
你要知道主耶稣没犯过罪,
we need to know that Jesus never sinned.
他也没生病,
he was never sick.
但是他在地上，他要经历所有地上的人所有经历的。But
he has experienced everything that man experiences in this earth.
有时候我在想啊，他是神的儿子，他不需要祷告的。And
I sometimes think he is the Son of God. He doesn't need to pray.
因为他就是神。Because
he is God.
但是如果你好好读圣经啊，他常常在祷告。But
if you carefully read the Bible, you see that Jesus is often praying.
有时候发现他整夜祷告。
You even see he prays throughout the night.
我们问我们自己，我们信了主，你花多少时间祷告？
We need to ask ourselves, now that you believe in the Lord, how much time do you spend praying?
我不是这样祷告聚会啊。
I'm not just talking about prayer meeting.
因为祷告聚会一排就排了一个半小时。
Because prayer meeting is an hour and a half.
你说我花很多时间祷告。
And you might say, I spend so much time praying.
真正的祷告是你个人跟主有多少祷告。
But how much personal prayer do you have with the Lord?
耶稣在地上，他是神的儿子，他做人子，他成为人，他一直的祷告。Jesus
is the Son of God, but he came to the earth as man, and he had to have ceaseless prayer.
因为他来到地上，他成为人。Because
as a man, he came to earth as a man.
他到跟神讲话，他或者要办一个事，要面对很多的攻击试探，他要很多的祷告。
Because in order to face these difficulties, these temptations and challenges, he needed to have fellowship with God.
我们只有可能只有祷告聚会真的在祷告。But
for us, perhaps we are only seriously praying at the prayer meeting.
吃饭的时候会祷告。Pray
before meals.
Depending你有多饿。Or
depends how hungry you are.
这个我们还有什么时间我有难处的时候会祷告。What
about other times? We pray in difficulties.
没事的话晚上睡觉时我要睡了。Good night.
And if, but if things are going well in our lives, then before we go to sleep, we just tell the Lord, I'm going to sleep now, good night. How many things do we truly pray to the Lord?
如果我们是诚实的话,
if we are honest with ourselves,
我们跟主祷告的事情实在是少,
we are praying to the Lord for so few things.
但是我们的主在跟神祷告的时候, 或者跟那父神祷告的时候, 他是整夜的祷告。
But when our Lord prayed to God, His Father, He prayed throughout the night.
但当他想到他要为人舍命的时候,
but when he prayed that he needed to give his life for man,
你要知道他不是跟 神分开、啊、他不是跟、多痛苦而祷告。
He was not praying about how painful the suffering would be.
他祷告这么久，他跟父神说，若是可行，请求主，求神把这个苦杯挪走。
But he was praying that if it's possible, take this bitter cup from me.
但不要照我的意思，是照你的意思。
But not my will, but according to your will.
我们有几个人祷告说，我今天很困难，很困苦，不要照我的意思，如果你不救我，不照我的意思都可以。
How many of us can pray this way, that though I'm going through difficulty, I'm suffering, yet not according to my will, but your will?
我们基本上一直摇动主的手，就是说你一定要救我。
But we shake the hand of God and say, Lord, you have to save me.
但耶稣在地上，他说不要照我的意思，只照你的意思。
But Jesus, when he was on earth, said not according to my will, but according to your will.
所以圣经记载、啊、他祷告到 汗珠如同大雪点滴在地上。
So the Bible records that when Jesus was praying, he had sweat like drops of blood.
我们有、啊、不要谈这个了，我们差太远了。
We don't even discuss, we are so far from this.
我们有多少去祷告，真的把我们全人全心摆进去。
And so, how many of us really pray with all our heart?
So, 我们今天在地上，我们要学习主一个榜样，要能够做一个祷告的人。
And so, we need to follow Jesus' example and be someone who can pray.
在地上没有东西是我们能够成就的。
Nothing, there's nothing we can accomplish on this earth.
除非主在这里插手。
Unless the Lord has his hand here.
So, 我们要走得对，要走得正的话，求主教导我们做一个学主的祷告，能够真实的祷告。
So, if we want to walk in the right way, the correct way, we need to learn to pray.
So, 我们他做我们的代替，他为我们而死，他从死里复活。
He became our substitute. He died for us and he resurrected for us.
我们知道他从死里复活，他就永远活着了。
And we know that when he resurrected from the dead, he lives for eternity.
他有了神性，他也有人性。
That he had likeness of God and also as man.
我们要知道他以前只有神性。
We need to know before he only had nature of
God. 他来到地上他有人性。
But when he came as a man on earth, he had the nature.
这个人性是被攻击的。
And this as a man, he was attacked.
这个人性是有试探的。
As man, he was tempted.
但直到他从死里复活之后，
well, until he resurrected from the dead,
他有神性跟人性直到永远。
Now he has nature of God and man for all eternity.
有一天，我们知道耶稣会再回来。
We know one day Jesus will return.
他不只是神，他也是人。
Not only is he God, he is also man.
So, 这是第一个我愿意跟弟兄姊妹提的。
So, this is the first point I want to share with brothers and sisters.
认识我们所信的耶稣。
To know the Jesus we believe in.
他为什么要来做人？
Why does he need to become man?
他就是要救地上的人。
To save the people on earth.
不然他不需要来做人。
Otherwise, he did not need to.
他不需要来经历人所有的痛苦。
He did not need to experience the suffering of men.
没错，我们今天要看医生，耶稣不需要看医生。
Indeed, today we need to see the doctor. Jesus did not need to see the doctor.
因为他不生病。
Because he did not get sick.
所以圣经讲他是最大的医生。
And so, Bible says he is the greatest healer.
如果你读圣经的话，所有有病的人到耶稣那里，耶稣只要体恤这个人，这个人的病就好。
And so we see that all who came to Jesus, as long as Jesus had compassion on them, they were healed.
我们今天信主的。
Today we believe in
Jesus. 我们要知道最大的医生就是主耶稣。
We need to see that our The best healer is our Lord Jesus.
我们是跟世人一样，只有就是说找最好的医生。
We are just like people of the world seeking the best earthly doctors.
真正最好的医生就是耶稣。
The best doctor is Jesus.
因为他知道我们所有的痛苦。
Because he knows all our suffering.
他现在在天上。
Though now he is in heaven.
他一句话，我们的病就可以过去。
With a word, and he can heal you of your illness.
那后面三个点、啊、我要跟弟兄姊妹提到的，我们蒙救赎的人，我们该如何？
And so the following three points I want to share is how we ought to live as people who are saved by the Lord.
第一个点，我希望我们要能够认识耶稣是在救我们。
And so the first point I want to share that we need to know that
Jesus.
And so the first step to save us is he needs to be compassionate to our suffering. Because it is so easy for him to save. But he must first understand. So then he can save. So that we can see he is one who has compassion on us.
后面三个点,
and so the three points that are
following.
And so, what is the right attitude we need to have? Or what is the emphasis when we are faced difficult?
我们读一节圣经,
let's read two Bible verses.
路加福音第12章第8、第9节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 8 and 9.
路加福音第12章第8、第9节，我又告诉你们，凡在人面前认我的，人子在神的使者面前也必认他；在人面前不认我的，人子在神的使者面前也必不认他。
Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God.
So 我在这里要问，这里有我这个要提一件事情，要承认他。
And so the point I want to bring up here is that you need to confess him.
我们今天一个很大的问题，我们有认他吗？
One big problem we face today is, do we confess him?
今天很多人说我信主了，我一定认他。
Some say that I believe in Jesus now. Of course I will confess him. But you need to ask yourself, do you really confess him?
我们可以话里面讲说，我一定认他，我信主了，我一定认他。
You could say in your words, I believe in him. Of course I will confess him.
但是我今天要好好问弟兄姊妹，你认他。
But I really want to ask brothers and sisters, do you confess him?
我们有没有否认他?
Or do you deny him?
你知道我应该是刚上班的时候,
when I just started working,
或者是当我在研究院的时候, 跟很多不信主的人吃饭,
or in the time I was in grad school, I used to eat with those who are non-Christian.
你知道我一定吃饭的,
of course I will pray before meals.
但是我很少跟这么多不信主的人一起吃饭。
But it was rare for me to be eating with so many non-believers.
我在他们面前只有我一个在祷告。
And before, I was the only one praying.
我相信我上班之后也有。
I believe it even happened in my work.
对我一直都是一个挑战。
It was always a challenge for me.
我不是只是怕人家笑我。
It's not just that I was afraid that people would laugh at me.
你说我不知道要怎么表现,
but I didn't know how to react.
所以最开始的时候我跟人家吃饭,
so in the beginning when I ate with
哇, others, 大家都在讲的,啥都在讲的时候,
that they already start talking.
我一定要祷告了,
I have to pray.
我怎么祷告呢?
How did I pray?
我拿一把梳子丢到地上,
I dropped a comb on the ground.
就在我捡梳子的时候我祷告完,
and then when I went to pick it up off the ground, I would quickly finish praying.
谁知道我在祷告? 没人知道我在祷告。
Who knew I was praying? Nobody.
那我知道神知道我在祷告。
But God knew I was praying.
我谢谢主给我吃有饭，我一定要祷告很快，因为拿了梳子哪会拿这么久。
And then I had to pray very quickly because I only had this short time, so I thanked the Lord for the food.
这个其实每一次我里面都被控告,
but every time I was convicted within,
我不敢在人面前认我是信主,
that I am not able to confess God or confess Jesus before others,
因为我可能所有朋友都没了,
because I might lose all my friends.
还有一个就是说我真的不知道我一个信主的怎么跟不信主的能够承认我是信主的。
And another challenge is I didn't know how to confess him before those who did not believe in him.
但是后来我可以讲一点我的这个故事。
I can share a little bit about my own story.
你说这个最早的这个陈锡珍弟兄对我是有帮助的。
And Christian Chad helped me with this matter.
你知道他有次在西安聚会，他讲他这个他当兵了。
And one time,
在台湾当兵。
And he shared at WCC that when he was in Taiwan as a soldier,
他一进所有这些兵人的房间，全场安静。
That when he walked into amongst the other soldiers, they will all go quiet.
他说耶稣迷进来了。
And they said the big fan of Jesus is here.
说大家都安静。
And so everyone quiet down.
哎，你有时候觉得非常害羞，这个没意思，那全部都是可以当朋友，就在耶稣迷来了。
And
they could, 根本不跟你讲话。
They could all have been your friends, but then instead they call you the fan of Jesus, and now they don't talk to you anymore.
所以他有一次提这个，就对我很有帮助。
And so one time he shared it that helped me a lot.
我可以讲一讲我进了公司之后。
So after I started working,
我上班的单位里面好多讲中文的人。
And among my coworkers, there are many Chinese people.
那中国来的，台湾来的，香港来的。
China, Taiwan, Hong Kong.
整天就是爱吃。
And they all love to eat.
整天这些人就聚在一起吃。
And they gather together to eat.
所以最开始我就想我会去剪头。剪梳子就是这样发生的。
And so in the beginning, why I had to pick up my comb off the ground is because of this situation.
但是后来啊，我里面是被 convicted 的。convicted 中文不知道怎么讲，就是说，我说我不能够再在人面前不认我的主。
And so I was convicted that I can no longer not confess Jesus before others.
我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲。在公司里面所有中国人我差不多都跟他们谈过福音。
And I can say that in my company, I shared the gospel to almost all the Chinese people.
不管他们要把我当朋友还是不当朋友。
Whether they wanted to treat me as a friend or not.
我都跟他们讲过福音。
I've shared with them the gospel.
我只是跟主说我以前太羞辱。
I just told the Lord I was so shameful before.
我有一个老板，哎，我也不知道怎样不叫他中国人。他在中国去了香港，去台湾，后来来美国。
I don't know. So he was traveled from China to Taiwan to Hong Kong, and then eventually came to America.
所以有一次，我那时候才进公司大概两年吧。
And so I just started working for a couple of years.
我真主说，我就跟老板传福音。
I told the Lord that I would share the gospel with my boss.
我那天进去，我说我今天要跟你 talk about Jesus.
Can talk.Went to him and said, today I want to talk to you about Jesus.
但是因为他会讲中文，所以我用中文跟他讲。
But because he could speak Chinese, so we were speaking in Chinese.
反正呢，老板、经理，我只是一个小员工，反正我就跟他谈福音。
He was the boss, he was my manager, but I was just sharing the gospel with him.
但我知道后来他家里有人信主。
And then I found out later on that someone in his family was
他有没有信我就不知道。
And whether he became Christian, I don't know.
那有一件事情是发生了。
But one thing happened.
五年，就是我进了公司五年。
After I was in the company for 5 years.
他要把我裁掉。
He wanted to lay me off.
当然这个是我后来才知道。
Of course, these are things I found out after the fact.
我那时候刚好换了，他是大老板，就是大经理，他下面还有经理的。我换了另外一个经理。
And so he was a top manager, and there were other managers under him, and so I switched managers.
那个经理是一个台湾人。
And that was a Taiwanese person.
Somehow 把我保住。
And for some reason, like kept me.
就是没把我裁掉。
And I was not laid off.
所以要知道，你这里我刚刚讲这个话，就是说我们要承认我们的主。
And so we need to confess our Lord.
你承认你的主，主承认你。
Because when you confess the Lord, He also will confess you.
这个就是我当时进了公司的时候，我一直在学习的一件事。
And this is something I had to learn throughout the time I was working.
因为我已经很长不承认他了。
Because there's so long that I did not confess Him.
我这次我就是要承认我的主。
And so this time I had to confess.
我就是属我的主。
I had to confess my Lord.
我吃饭我就在公开祷告，就不是公开祷告，给人知道我在祷告。
And so when I eat, then I will just pray.
不管是在公司吃还是在外面餐厅吃。
Whether at work or whether I'm eating with coworkers or in a restaurant.
我想我跟弟兄姊妹讲过哈，我在公司工作了32年。
And so I worked at this company for 32 years.
我其实可能被裁的机已经 有过，但是主保住我。
And there's many layoffs that the Lord protected me.
因为我承认他，他承认我。
I confessed him, he confessed me.
我进公司的时候，两万多人就在 Roseville 这一带，就是两万人。
And when I started working at the company, there were 20,000 at the location in Roseville.
我到我三十二年后，大概剩下不到三百人。
And 32 years later, there was only not even 300.
所有讲中文的同事，不管是自己走的，或者退休了，或者被裁了，是剩下我一个。
And among the Chinese, whether they were laid off, whether they left or they retired, I was the only one.
我们要认定一件事，我们承认他，他承认你。
We need to know one thing that when we confess him, he confesses us.
说这个事情啊，我特别要对年轻人说。
So especially for the young people, I want to tell
you. 在你年轻的时候，学会承认他。
In your young age, learn to confess.
不要只是说我今年要读书多好啊，多怎么样啊？这个主就是帮我就好。
Do not think that I need to focus so hard on my studies or I need to be someone, but just confess His name.
从你年轻的时候学习就是承认的。
From your young age, learn to confess Him.
在我们人生里面有很多的事。
In our lives, there are so many things.
我能够知道，我承认他，他就承认我。
Can we experience that when we confess Him, He confesses us?
我们遇到难处的时候，学会做一个祷告的人。
When we face difficulties, we can be those who pray.
我们祷告，主就工作。
When we pray, the Lord will work.
我们认他有很多的方面的。
There are many aspects of confessing Him.
我们人生在地上太多方面在承认他。
Because there are so many ways to confess Him.
祷告是一个。
Prayer is one thing.
传福音是一个。
Sharing the gospel is another.
我那时候就学，就是一直跟人传福音。
And that is what I learned then, to just preach the gospel.
不需要一定要带他来聚会，或者就是我跟他传福音。
Not necessarily even bringing them to the meeting, but I will share the gospel.
我一定要经历一下，我传福音人会信主。
I needed to experience that when I share the gospel, others believe.
如果我传福音，人家不会信主，那我信的主是真的吗？
If I share the gospel and no one believes, then it's the Jesus I believe in real.
这是我从年轻的时候我就在操练我一些事，在主的面前，我一定要做一个传福音的人。
So this is my training before the Lord in my young age that I need to be someone who can share the gospel.
对我来讲，传福音乃是我认他。
To me, sharing the gospel is confessing Him.
其实我传福音也不一定就是说，就是你赶快要信主。
And for when I share the gospel, it's not always just you must believe in the Lord quickly.
我传福音乃是就是我认定他。
But I share the gospel, I confess Him.
我认他，圣经说他认我。
Because when I confess Him, the Bible says He confessed me.
所以如果我要他认我的话，我必须先认他。
And so if I wanted to confess me, I must first confess him.
我传福音是这样开始的。
And this is how I started preaching the gospel.
我们在生活中，我们要认他。
In our life, we need to confess him.
不是只是我们聚会的时候认他。
Not just confessing him in the meeting.
不是我们在祷告的时候认他。
Not just confessing him in our prayer.
是在我们各样的环境中，我的生活中我认他。
But in all life circumstances, we confess him.
所以对年轻的父母。
So for the young parents,
现在有小朋友
who have little children,
我们在带孩子的时候，给孩子知道，我这个做爸爸做妈妈的，我是认他。
When you raise your kids, you need to show them that as the mother and the father and the mother, that I confess him.
不是只是做一些这种皮毛的一些事情。
It's not just that we're doing some work,
或者摆个圣经在那里
or I put a Bible there.
我们今天呢是给孩子知道，你的爸爸。你的妈妈是认他的。
But it's for the kids to know that your dad, your mom is someone who confesses him.
跟孩子祷告不是只是就是哎呀一定要做这个我听的事情一定要做，是真实的要给他知道，你的爸爸、你的妈妈是真的信主的。
And when you pray with your kids, it's not a routine or something you feel you have to do, but that you are showing that your dad and your mom is someone who confesses.
我在生活中认定他。
In my life.I confess him.
第三个，在损失的里面，我认定他。
And third is in my lack, I confess him.
你要知道，很多对我们损失啊，我们受不了。
We need to know that many times when we suffer loss, we feel we can't.
因为我们认为我信主,
and because we feel that every all I believe in the Lord, I just want blessing.
但是我们要认定,损失,
but we need to know that when we suffer loss, we still confess Him.
别人能够升职, 我升不了,
when others can get promoted, but I can't, I confess Him.
人家能够加薪, 我不加薪,
when others get a raise, but I don't,
因,
I confess Him.
因为你要知道,
because you need to know that He is never wrong.
他说我们认定他,
says that if we confess Him, He confesses us.
当然年轻人知道我们要结婚要生孩子别人都有我都没有
that as young people we see others getting married having kids I don't have any of that
要认定我认定都在他手中
we confess that it is all in his hands
如果不认定 那我们就要抓在自己手中了
because if we don't then we have to hold it in our own
我们就要用自己的方法去达到
and then we need to use our own methods
但是如果我们认识什么叫认定他
but if we know what it means to confess
如果从 你信主就知道什么叫认定他
If from the moment you believe in the Lord you know what it means to confess Him
我不走世人的路
You do not walk the way of the world
我们就只看着我的
You just look to the Lord
因为主一定纪念我的
Because the Lord will confess
我刚刚读的那些圣经啊 我们认定他 他认定我们的
The verse we just read We confess Him He confesses us
但如果我们不能够认定的话
But if we can't confess them, then we are now holding it in our own hands.
所以我只是提了一点点，因为时间不容许我讲太多的。
So I just want to bring this up briefly because time does not allow me to say more.
希望我们经历，常常经历，我认定他，他也认定我。
So I hope we can see that when we confess Him, He confesses us.
希望弟兄姊妹在这个上面就不一直不断的。
And our brothers and sisters can have many of these experiences.
他是可信的,
that He is someone we can trust in.
我要讲第三个点,
now I want to share the third point.
我们来看路加福音第九章23到26节。
We'll read from Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 26.
只读英文了, 因为比较长, 不读中文了,
we'll just read it in English. Then He said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words of him, the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels.
这里啊,我要提到一件事啊,不可把主和主的道当作可耻的。
And so here what I want to share is that we cannot be ashamed of him and his words.
我想大家读了这一段里面讲到这个舍己背十字架跟从主。
And so we know this verse speaks of denying yourself, taking up the cross and following him.
但这里他特别提一件事情,不能够把主当作可耻的。
But it specifically mentions here that we cannot be ashamed of our Lord.
不要把跟从主做基督徒是当作可耻的。
That we cannot be ashamed of being a Christian.
我们在这里看到那个重点,就是把主跟主的道一定要看重的。
But we see the emphasis here is that we need to care for the Lord and His Word.
因为如果我们把主跟主的道这两个,把主自己,把主的道当作可耻,主那一日回来也把我们当作可耻的。Because
if we are ashamed of our Lord and of His Word, then when the Lord returns, then He will be ashamed of us.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲,我那时候为什么去传福音的,我不要把传福音当作可耻。So
why did I preach the gospel? Because I did not want to be ashamed of the gospel.
在我同事里面,基本上都知道我会跟他们谈福音或者谈耶稣的。And
among all my Chinese co-workers, they knew that I would preach the gospel or talk about Jesus with them.
包括讲英文的。
Even those who spoke English too.
我想过哈,我当时有一个同事,跟我还蛮要好的,他是美国人。
And I had a co-worker who was closer with me, he was American, he spoke English.
我们常常一起吃饭, 吃东西,
we often eat together.
他爱喝酒, 我说我不喝酒,
and he liked to drink wine. I said,
他就跟我喝汽水,
and then so he drank pop with me.
我跟他讲, 你一定要信耶稣, 他就说, how do you know?
And I told him, you have to believe in Jesus. And he responded, how do you know?
他小我两岁,
he was 2 years younger than me.
他打球啊, 什么都, 又长得高大, 我结婚, 他结婚, 我们都差不多都同时间的, 我生孩子, 他也生孩子。
And when I got married, when I had kids, he had kids, and he was tall and he played sports.
我一直跟他讲, 你要真的信耶稣。
And I told him that you have to believe in Jesus.
他每次回答我就是, how do you know?
And every time his response is just, how do you know?
非常好的一个人。
He was a very good person.
在他37岁那一个晚上,
but when he was 37 years old,
刚生了第二个孩子, 刚一个月满月,
he just had his second kid, just 1 month old.
他去打球,
he went to play sports.
他就死在球场上,
and he died on the field.
37岁,
he was only 37.
我那时候我一直在想跟你讲了这么久你还是不信。
I thought, I spoke with you so much, you didn't believe.
但是命不在你手中,
but life is not in your hands.
37岁就什么?
He died at 37.
我跟一个同事, 这个应该是台湾来的,
and I had a coworker who was from Taiwan.
每次问他, 你信耶稣吗? 我信。
And every time I ask him, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I believe you.
我跟他谈谈圣经里面, 这个我不信。
But when I talk to him things in the Bible, he says, this I do not believe.
吃饭的时候一定祷告。
He would definitely pray before meals.
但是要知道, 我们如果只做宗教仪式, 是没用的。
But we need to see, if we're just doing these religious acts, it's no use.
我这个可以说, 在公司这么多年, 他大我超过10岁, 这个这么多年没试过不跟他谈福音的。
And he was 10 years older than me, and then all the time we were co-workers, I always shared the gospel with him.
因为他比较高的经理, 但他还整天跑到我的办公的地方, 还是要跟我谈谈耶稣的。
Even though he was a high up manager, he would still come to my cube and talk to me about Jesus.
我们需要承认我们是属主的。
We need to confess we belong to Jesus.
我还有一个这个, 我常常祷告, 求主赦免我, 我又做错事了。
And one other thing is I often ask the Lord for forgiveness because I have committed
我又得罪主,
I have sinned against the Lord.
但是我祷告完, 没多久, 做同样的事。
But then after I pray, not long after, I do the same thing again.
你要知道, 我们常常以为祷告过就可以了。
Many times you think that as long as I have prayed, then it's good.
祷告过不能够就算数的。
But just praying is not, does not count.
我们要知道他有没有听成为关键。
The key is whether he has heard our prayer.
不要以为只从你嘴巴出来就算数了。
Do not think that as long as you say the words, it's good enough.
是他有没有做, 有没有听到这件事你讲的话。
But whether he has heard the words you have prayed.
这个给我学了很深的功课。
So this I had to learn a very
我们祷告如果他听见,
if I pray and he hears,
而我们不变的话, 他一定动手,
and if we do not change, he will move his hand.
他不会不动手,
he won't let, just let it go.
因为我们所做的就是得罪他,
because what you are doing is sinning against him.
不可能他不动手, 他那不是我的主,
he has to move his hand, otherwise he is not your Lord.
他是帮助我能够改变,
it is to help you to change.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要认定, 我们的主, 主的道, 我绝对不当作可耻的。
So brothers and sisters, you need to know that the Lord, you cannot be ashamed of the Lord and His words.
不当作可耻, 也是说的, 不当作随便。
In other words, if you are not ashamed, you are not careless
about it. 你知道你跟他一讲, 他是收进去。
Because you know that when you tell him, he receives it.
如果你只是讲个道理, 那就随随便便就好了, 没要紧。
If you're just talking about knowledge and doctrine, then you can be careless about it.
所以我们在这里, 我们必须认定我们的主, 既然看中我, 要看中他是主, 他的道, 我必须认真的。
And so, to confess our Lord, we must be serious to, so we are not ashamed of him and his word.
第一个, 刚刚读过, 舍己。
So, to do this, we've read here that you need to deny yourself.
如果你不想那日被当作可耻的话, 你今天这些下面希望你记听啊，我们要舍己啊。
So if you don't want to, for him to be ashamed of you in that day, listen carefully that you need to deny yourself.
我们没有人要愿意舍己的。
Nobody wants to deny yourself.
做母亲的比较会有，生了孩子，哇，为了孩子什么都可以。
And as a mother, when you have a child, you would, deny yourself for the child.
做父亲的可能也有，好像这是这个开枪要把这个总统叫这个是
president,
not even the president.Donald Trump 要开枪的，这个爸爸就抱着他妻子孩子，结果这个爸爸被打死了。
And so we
被枪打死。
See that in the latest assassination attempt of Trump, that there is a father who risked his life for his family, and then he was killed.
但圣经里面还不是打死，是你舍己，你活着你就是舍己。
And so we see that here it's not talking about giving up your life, but that you deny yourself.
你说我们不嘴巴讲舍己啊，这是哪一个舍得了己啊
？And so with our mouths we say deny self, but who can actually deny self?
没有人舍己的。
Nobody denies self.
那朋友之间不舍己的，夫妻不舍己的。
Friends don't deny themselves to other friends, and between couples they don't deny themselves.
因为不肯舍己，就原因就是我要救我自己啊。
And the reason for not denying yourself is because you want to save yourself.
地上没有人不救自己的。
Everyone wants to save their self.
So, 如果我们要救自己，刚刚读的圣经啊，你纳热会当作可耻的。
But if you desire to save yourself in that day, you'll be ashamed.
我们要如何能够为着主，能够放下我自己呢？
And so, for the Lord, we need to be able to lay down ourselves.
你看到现在地上的人啊，就是包括信主的人啊，就是都是要赚的。全世界
So we see among the world, even among Christians, they want to gain the world.
就算赚不了全世界，也要赚世界。
Even if they can't gain all the world, they need to gain some of the world.
包括信主的，都在赚。
They are all going for it.
因为如果没有看到什么圣经叫做不要赚的全世界。
Because if we don't see what the world says, do not gain the what the Bible says, do not gain the world.
因为当我们不能够认定主的时候，我们没办法受这个世界所对我们的一些冲击。
Because if we do not confess Him, we cannot face the temptations and attractions of the world.
所以在这里说舍己啊，他说你要上掉你自己，赔上自己的。
And so here we see that it says you need to deny yourself.
我们要求主给我们有一天能够真的醒得过来。
So I hope that the Lord can help us one day really awaken.
因为这个世界都要过去。
Because all things in this world will pass away.
但是我们哪一天才，这个我们早一信主就听过了。
But we have heard this since the moment we believe.
哪一天才真的看到这个世界要过去，说我不要赚的这个世界。
But when will we finally realize that this world will pass away? So I don't want to see the world.
成为基督徒最大的一个挑战。
This becomes the most difficult thing for Christians.
从读书开始就是一个挑战。
From the moment you're in school, this is a difficult
thing. 因为我要出名。
Because I want to.
我要读得很好。
I want to do
well. 我以后要找一个好的工作。
Study well, have a good job.
这些都在意念里面。
These are all the thoughts in my
mind. 哪一天这个能够不是成为主导我生活的元素呢？
But when will this change so that this is not what guides my life?
So, 我们今天要记得，这第一个就讲到舍己。
So, we need to remember, first thing it mentions here is to deny yourself.
一个舍己的就是我完全为他活。
To deny yourself means you completely live for
him. 这个才能够舍己。
Only this way can you.
不然你舍己不了。
Otherwise, you will not be able to deny yourself.
那我只是成为一个宗教家。
You just become a religious
person. 我没有讲你没得救，你一定得救。
I did not say you are not saved.
但是这些东西都在挑战。
But these things are all challenging you.
我怎么能够站立得住
？How can you stand firm?
我怎么能够为着主放下
？How can I lay these
things down for the Lord? 看我周围的同学朋友，他们能够赚的全世界，为什么我不行？
That I see all my coworkers and friends around me, they can gain the world.
Why can't I? 我也没有能力可以得为全世界。
And I have the ability to gain these things.
为什么我不能?
Why can't I do it?
所以弟兄姊妹,我们要看到舍己这件事不开玩笑。
So we need to see that deny yourself is no joke.
不止在人面前的舍己,
not only deny yourself among men,
那就在整个人类的里面,或者整个神的创造里面,我能够做一个舍己的人。
But among all God's creation, I can be one who denies myself.
这个对所有蒙恩得救的人是一个挑战。
This is a great difficulty for all who believe in
Jesus. 所以如果我们要那一天主不说我们是可耻,
so if we want to in that day that our Lord is not ashamed of us, then we also cannot be ashamed of it.
弟兄姊妹说,越早被主这个抓住,我们的路能够走得起来。
And I want to say again to young brothers and sisters, the earlier you can be captured by the Lord, the straighter you can walk this way.
他这里继续说,天天背起十字架。
Continues to say here, and let him take up his cross daily.
十字架就是一些难处。
And we know the cross is difficulties.
但是主在这里是为了祝福你才给你十字架。
But the Lord gives you the cross to bless you.
不然他不给你十字架。
Otherwise, he doesn't need to give you.
因为你要主，你祷告说，我愿意背起十，天天背十字架。
Because you want the Lord, so you say, I bear my cross daily.
说主把一个十字架摆在我们身上。
So then the Lord places a cross in your life.
给我们能够在这件事上，我能够一直还是认定他。
So then in this matter, you confess him.
他之后他说什么？天天跟从我。
And then it says, follow me.
谁能够跟从主?
Who can follow our Lord?
道理可以。
Just knowledge is okay.
在生活中根本就不可以。
But in my life, I can't.
神今天帮助我们在生活中跟从他。
But the Lord helps us that in our lives, we can follow him.
因为我还有第三个点,我就不讲太多了。
I have a fourth point that I won't share too much about.
我要来提到第四个点。
And this fourth point,
我们来读两段的圣经,
let us read two Bible verses.
路加福音第21章,
Luke chapter 21,
路加福音21章27-28节,
Luke chapter 21, verse 27 and 28.
好不好,这读英文的, 27-28.
We'll just read it in English. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your head because your redemption draws near.
同样, 这个21章第34到36节, 34-36, 是读英文。
Luke chapter 21, verse 34-36, we'll read English. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
这里我要跟弟兄姊妹讲到, 你要谨慎。
Here I want to share with brothers and sisters that you need to be alert.
还提到说要警醒祈求,
and that you need to be watching and praying.
中文啊,还有两句话, 这个, 没有写出来的, 英文有, 它两句话就说, 你要有能力, 就是 may have strength, 算为配得的, counted worthy.
And it says here that you need to have strength to be counted worthy.
换句话说, 你要谨慎, 你警醒祈祷, 祈求, 你能够得着能力, 也算为有配的。
And so what this means is that watch therefore and pray always, you will have strength to be counted worthy.
中文圣经漏掉, 最少没摆在上面,
and isn't,
英文圣经有。
So this is what is written here.
Yeah, counted worthy. 所以我第一个要提到的要警醒。
And so first I want to share that we need to be alert.
什么事情让我们会警醒?
What caused us to be alert?
你知道我们很多人要看球赛我们很警醒的, 都晚都会看的, 对吧?
sometimes when we watch sports games, we become very, it wakes us up, we're very alert.
这个看北极光，哇，好多人都出去看。
And when we look at northern lights, so many people go outside.
多累的都跑出去看，难得看得见。
No matter how tired they are, they go, because it's such a rare occurrence.
但是我们今天呢，为了主有多少我们警醒。
But how many things really are we...causes wake up or alert for the Lord.
耶稣带上他最爱的三个朋友，三个门徒啊，去祷告，三个都睡着。
Jesus took his most dearest three disciples to pray with him, and all three fell asleep.
这不容易我们能够警醒的。
It's hard for us to be alert and awake.
那第二个，他提到要祈求。
And then he says we need to ask, pray.
他说要警醒的祈求才会有功效。
To watch and pray for it to be counted worthy.
我们很多时候为什么我们不祷告？因为祷告没功效。
Why do we not pray? Because when we pray, we don't see the results.
我们没有认真做一个祷告的人。
And we are not someone who seriously prays.
他这里特别想到要警醒祷告。
And so we need to watch and pray.
他说这个是有能力的。
Because this is power.
并且是配为、这个配得过的
and this is counted worthy
算为配得过的
it's counted worthy
所以我们今天、我们要学会什么样叫做祷告
so we need to learn what it means to pray
我们今天、当艰难的日子要临到的时候我们的态度该如何呢
and so when these difficult times come how should we react
我们知道警醒祈求
and so that we need to be watchful and pray
还有一个要谨慎
we also must
我们今天活在这地上这三个我们都漏的
we also must be restrained
我们不是不 祈求我们有但是我们又不警醒又不认真又不谨慎
and when we live on this earth we know we pray, but we are lacking in these things, that we are not alert, we are not watchful, and we are not restrained.
刚刚路加福音第21章34节他说你要谨慎那这里他这里特别讲到就是说要 take heed, 要谨慎。
And here it says that you need to take heed.
我想这个不管你是年轻人还是中年人老年人这个都要听啊。
And so no matter what your age is, whether you're young or old, you need to hear this.
因为我们就是会漏掉的，绝对漏掉。
Because this is something that we will miss.
因为这个地上所有的电视的也好，什么都是要把我们从主的注意力挪出去。
Because all these things are around us are trying to draw us away from the Lord.
如果你刚刚读这段圣经，他说有人是贪吃醉酒的。
And here you see that there are those who are carousing and drunken.
你说我也没有喝酒，没有的，但是这里主要就是说吃。喝玩乐就是成为问题了。
And it does not say that here, but we know eat, drink, and be merry. This is the problem.
因为用 merry 就是 enjoy life, 就是我就是要享受这个生活。
And be merry is to enjoy life. I just want to enjoy the pleasures of the world.
你要知道对年轻人这不容易。
For young people, this is not easy.
但是我是觉得对中年人老人都不容易。
But now I feel for young people, it's not easy.
如果不认定这件事情的话
If we don't confess this thing
我们一定吃喝玩乐
Then we will eat, drink, and be merry
或者我们做一些事情跟主根本就完全分开的
Or we do things completely separated from the Lord
记得我不是讲你做一些不合法或者没有什么价值的事
I'm not saying that you're doing unlawful things or things of no
你还是想做一些有价值的但是不是谨慎的
ButThe things you do that seem to have value, you are not doing them, with restraint.
这个是一个哈，这第二个是什么？第二个它是今生的思虑。
And here it also says the cares of this life.
我们要问啊，你究竟要什么
？We need to ask, what do you want?
我们一坐在这里啊，小朋友都不在啊。其实我觉得小朋友也有他要的。
And all of us sitting here, even the kids who are not, they have things they want.
我们都有我们所要。
We all have things we want.
我们要在世上能够享福啊。
On this earth, we want to have enjoyment.
我们要在世上能够富裕。
We want to have a lot of money.
我们要在世上我要成功。
We want to be successful.
这个就是做人今天都是被这个抓住。
And as men, we are all caught by these things.
就算我能够走了一点点，我总是就是觉得你比我好。
Even if we can go a little bit, I always feel that you're better than
me. 所以我还是要追求。
So I need to pursue farther.
我一定要跑。
I have to.
今生的思虑把地上的人都绑住。
The cares of this life have tied up everyone in this world.
最可惜的是把神的儿女绑住。
The most pitiful is that it has also caught children of God as well.
这段话里面提的不是对于这不认识神的人被今生的事情思虑绑住。
You need to know that these words are not spoken to children of God who are caught, or not people of the world who are caught by the cares of this life.
这里是讲到对于已经信主的人、认识主的人、吃喝玩乐、今生的思虑把他绑住。
But here is speaking to people who believe in Jesus that they are caught by the eat, drink, and be merry and the cares of this life.
所以圣经里面说谨慎。
And so the Bible tells us to be alert and restrained.
它后面讲网罗是突然间来到。
Because it says that day will come unexpectedly.
是你没想过的突然间发生。
That before you know it, it comes.
就来不及了。
You are unprepared.
其实这一段话乃是讲到主回来了。
Here it speaks of the Lord's return.
那主回来没有先告诉你某年某月回来。
And the Lord's return, he does not tell you what year
or day. 他如果写得这么清楚，我就担保每个人那天都在很谨慎。
Because if it was very clearly written, then I can guarantee every one of you would be very watchful.
没有一个是不警醒。
And not one would not be watchful.
但圣经一直告诉我们说，那一日没人知道。
The Bible tells us many times that that day nobody knows.
所以这个变了真正的考验。
And so this is the true test.
我们是被地上这些荣华富贵也好，这个吃喝玩乐把我们绑住了。
Are we caught by the eating and drinking and pleasures of this world and the cares of this life?
还有今天的思虑。
And the thoughts.
我常常觉得一个小朋友慢慢大了，读书了，读大学了，哇，好多思虑。
Oh, the anxieties that when the kids go through school and work, they have so many anxieties.
只是不告诉人就是了，我们年轻人一直都有一堆的思虑。
That they just don't tell others, but they are such full of these worries and anxieties.
这个网罗会把我们绑住。
We need to know that this net will catch us.
这个绑住是影响什么？就是主回来的时候把你绑住。
And what does it bind us? It binds us so that we are not prepared
for the Lord's return. 如果主回来那一日，他不绑住你，你当然就见他。
Because if the day the Lord returns and you're not bound, then you can go and meet him.
但是在我正在这地上的东西把我绑住的时候，主回来。
But when I am caught in these things in the world and the Lord returns,
我们有几个人能够真的主回来的时候，我是完全释放的，立刻可以见他的。
How many of us can be freed so that when the Lord returns, we can go to meet him?
我想我在这里就不讲太多了。
I won't share any further on
this. 圣经弟兄姊妹可以好好去读的。
Brothers and sisters can carefully read the
Bible. 所以我今天就是跟弟兄姊妹要提到。耶稣是人子，他来地上做人。
And so I want to share today that Jesus came as man, he was the Son of Man.
他要来体会人的生活。
To have compassion on man.
他要告诉人说，人的生活我都经历过了。
So that he could have experienced all man experience.
我体恤你们所经过的，希望你们都能够来相信主。
And he has compassion on all experience and so that you can believe in him.
不止今生被拯救，乃是以后来生到永远都是被拯救。
Not only to be saved in this age, but to be saved in the age to come and for all eternity.
我讲过哈，这个我认识，我只能够讲差不多，我不能够把它全部都能够认识讲得出来。
I have shared before that I can only share up to this much. I can't share on everything.
我刚刚也提过了，在四卷福音书里面讲到人子，讲的最多的主要就是路加福音。
And I have also shared that regarding the Son of Man, it's shared the most in Luke.
希望弟兄姊妹如果好好去把路加福音把它好好读。
And so brothers and sisters, if you can carefully read through the book of Luke,
能够把耶稣人子 在地上做人，你真的读到心中去。
And you can really read to your heart how Jesus was when he was a man.
不只对你个人有帮助。
Not only helpful to you individually.
对你的朋友、家人都有帮助。
But it will be helpful to your friends, family, those around you.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
说我们谢谢你，是你出重价把我们买赎回来。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you paid such a great price to purchase us.
说我们今天能够在这里。说一切都是你的恩典。
Lord, we can be here today. It is all by your grace.
说到我们那一日见你，我们一点都不会羞愧。
And so that day when we meet you, we will not be ashamed.
说你今天还给我们有时间，有连日。
Lord, while you still give us time today,
说给我们恩典，给我们能够转向你。
Give us grace that we can turn to you.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.